If you're looking for a great store that sells vape accessories, look no further than Saginaw Vape, located at 1730 Lawndale Road. They have the best in vaping juices and hookah supplies. On top of that, they're real friendly people who provide great customer service. If you know what you want or need, please contact them at 989-401-6393. Jerry uses their services all the time when he runs out of hookah tobacco or Kohl's or vape juice, so why not try them out yourself? And if you'd like, you can tell them Jerry Mader sent you, but they might just charge you a little more. Saginaw Vape. Come on in. They'll spark you up. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning into the Madercast on Clubhouse. You never know what Jerry Mader's got in store for you. Hell, sometimes he doesn't even know. If this is your first time, well, we apologize in advance. But hold on, because you're in for a wild ride. We're about to change what you know about a radio broadcast. Get this, motherfucker. It's time for the Madercast. So crank them speakers and wake up the neighbors. They get pissed off? Well, fuck them. Here's everyone's favorite DJ. To some, well, most of us actually, he's just a fucking prick pain in the ass. But nonetheless, he is the jammer. Here he is, Jerry Mader.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Madercast, baby. So, what y'all been up to tonight? Me? Smoking hookah. Through that statement. I'll be damned if today just has been a fuck off day. I really mean it, man. Like, I did some commercials. I got all that done. Got a brand new sponsor. Actually, two, but we're waiting for one of the commercials to be done. But I got two brand new sponsors this week. I got one of them you just heard a minute ago. Anyway, and then I got to watch some baseball games this week. And I managed to go through all my fucking Kohl's again. But that's okay. I'm having a rain out day. See, I don't consider, I always look at things from the aspect, or whatever the fuck that word is anyway. baseball. So, like, if I have a bad day, I'm having a rain out day. And if I'm having a good day, I'm having a home run or a grand slam day. How'd you guys like that? Anyway. Today is a partial rainout day. Yeah, fuck it. Fuck anybody else that tries to screw with me. Hang on, I gotta take a drink. No, I meant to say drink. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. Haven't you guys ever fucked up on words before? I know what you're saying. I know what you're thinking. No, Jerry, we don't fuck up on words anymore. We are adults. Well, I do so. Fuck you! Okay, so just thinking about baseball. I do I have to think about? My podcast? You know what would be interesting? I think it'd be really interesting if somebody created this thing called a fake. Wait, no, that wouldn't be interesting. Because the thing is, if that happens, nobody will like him. He'll be sad. No, what I was going to say was, wouldn't it be kind of cool if they made a fake baby daddy that went around to schools and just pretended to be their baby daddy? That way, kids wouldn't be fuck-offs. And I'm talking about those kids, you know, like, you know, them thingies. I can't think anymore. I wonder if, you know, I wonder if S&J Heating and Cooling, one of our newest sponsors, yeah, I wonder if they work on brains. Can you put a water cooler in my brain? I think the smoke's hitting my mouth and going out my brain, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, fuck it. Anyway, this is the MaderCast, Season 5, Episode 5, and I'm Jerry Mader, and this is my show, and today, I'm just having a rain out day. Ignore me, folks. Yeah, fuck it. I gotta take a drink. You know, I got this little water bottle my sister gave me one time for my birthday. I love it. Not like I can say I hate it, though, you know, because my sister gave it to me, so... Hey, listen, it makes this really cool noise. Let's see if you guys can hear it. I just sounded like the Pillsbury Doughboy on crack. Please do not ask me to repeat doing that again. Because I can't. Hey, at least you guys will know I'm drinking my water properly because you hear this sound. Goddamn laugh. I hate my laugh sometimes. It sounds like shit. I am shit. Well, I'm not shit, but I'm close to it. Anyway. See, I can make fun of myself all day because it's what I do best. There once was a man from Nantucket. Oh, I already told the story before. Yeah, I told that story before, and I should tell it again, but I'm too goddamn lazy. Oh, what? Does my cursing bother you? Well, I don't give a fuck. Leave me alone before I hit you with this fucking water hose, asshole. No, I was calling myself, ow, motherfucker, that stung. Don't hit yourself with metal pipes, because metal pipes sting like a motherfucker when you do. I was told on my podcast, a friend of mine messaged me and said, Jerry, you're playing that laugh track way too much, Jerry. Jerry, you shouldn't play that laugh. Fuck you! There's a reason for these laughter tracks. if I can't laugh at myself, how the fuck is there going to be a laughter in there then? I have a stoner laugh. Oops. I have a stoner laugh and I hate it. Everybody knows where I am because they can hear me laughing. Fuck. How do I change my laughter? Can you reprogram yourself to change your laughter like a robot? Like a fucking robot, right? Hold on a second, please. I have to fix my fucking brain. Wish I had a mute switch sometimes. Then I wouldn't get in so much fucking trouble. So how does this microphone sound? I know, it sucks. Go ahead and tell me, because I got a feeling you're going to. I wish I had a microphone. You know what I wish? Honestly, you know what I wish? I wish I had a microphone that I could, like, put inside my throat. No, wouldn't that be kind of cool if you could, like, strap a thing on your throat and it's in your microphone? You know, like one of them vibrator things that those people use that smoke a lot, like me. Yeah, like one of those motherfuckers, you know? Oh, shit, my battery's running out. No. No, that's just my throat vibrator. I'm sorry. What'd you say? No, you better not have. Anyway, I thought I heard someone say, no, it's just a dildo down his damn throat because he won't. Fuck you. Anyway. What in the hell am I going to do now? I've got 2 coals left for tomorrow. Actually, 3. I lied. 3, 3, 3, 3. Highway to the danger zone. Some people don't think I'm that funny. And if you don't, this is not the podcast for you then. Turn it off. Turn it off. No, you guys are just cool, man. You know, I gotta ask you now to please crusade my podcast. And what's that? I meant to say recruit. Ah, fuck. See, I don't know the difference anymore. Starting to sound like some people I know who can't announce very well. They just don't know how. It's a sad situation because they just don't know how. Hang on, I gotta take a drink of water. Watch. Plunk. I swear to God, that's gotta be a fucking ringtone. Just because it has to be. What the hell are you guys laughing for? I'm the one drinking the water. No, it does not have marijuana or whiskey or gin or whatever the fuck. No. It's called hydration. If you smoke hookah, you should always have a water bottle nearby. Ah, I just smashed that motherfucker on my finger. Son of a bitch. You know what? Better idea. Smoke on a vape pen. Then you don't have to worry about fucking colds. Nah, fuck it. Colds are good. Yeah, I just smoked my own. Oh, fuck. Don't ever do that. Took a drag off my breezer. My breeze thingy. Says breeze right on the box, you know? And I took a big old drag off the motherfucker and thought I was gonna be cool. Just blew a fucking thing of smoke. The problem is, I went, I'm gonna die. Children, don't be like Jerry now. Don't smoke too much. Leave it for me. I'm better at it. Here, I'm going to play you one of my favorite sponsors. I said one, I didn't say all. Let's give this little commercial one more listen. This time we're going to analyze the commercial because I'm in the mood to analyze something. So this is my friend, Drew Graham. Excuse me, I had to burp. I've been drinking too much, you know, and that's what happens when you drink too much. Okay, ready? Here we go. Wrong one, dummy. The other one. No. This one right here. Okay. So first, let me tell you a story. I met these folks back when I was getting out of going to Wild Bill's every day because I got sick of their goddamn prices. So I went down to a new store that my mom had found called Saginaw Vape. Did I say that right? Yeah. Saginaw Vape. And I wanted to show you this grandiose commercial that I had made. Well, I didn't record it, but I had it made because I was the one that wrote it. But my friend Drew does such an amazing job that I just want to hear it one more time. Let's give a listen, folks.
If you're looking for a great store that sells vape accessories, look no further than Saginaw Vape, located at 1730 Lawndale Road. They have the best in vaping juices and hookah supplies. On top of that, they're real friendly people who provide great customer service. If you know what you want or need, please contact them at 989-401-6393. Jerry uses their services all the time when he runs out of hookah tobacco or Kohl's or vape juice, so why not try them out yourself? And if you'd like, you can tell them Jerry Mader sent you, but they might just charge you a little more. Saginaw Vape. Come on in. They'll spark you up.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you give it up for the great Drew Graham, please? He is a wonderful guy, and he makes the best commercials, voiceovers, whatever the hell you want. You know, because that's just how... Wow, I can't even talk now. That's just the way Drew is, because that's just, ladies and gentlemen, Drew motherfucking Graham. Hang on, though. I have to get myself in practice. Okay. How the hell? Oh, that's right. I didn't push the fucking button again. No, I'm going to practice my new robot voice. Wait, do I do this now? Maybe I do this now. I am robot. I will kill you. No, you can't say that kind of shit. Yeah, I got what you guys are thinking, right? You'll go to jail. Spend your life under the hammer in the slammer. Oh. No more podcasting for you. No. Anyway, that was kind of boring. Got my breather in my hand because my hookah pipe's dying and I can't use any more coal till tomorrow. But you can bet your ass I'll use more tomorrow. Nope. Not doing it. Not doing it. Or I could be like my niece. That's not fair! Wait. Let me go ahead. Or, jury, I need a charger. No, my phone won't work. Buy one, kid. It's called get a job. Quit breaking them. Don't grab them by the ends. Hey, look, the light bulb just came on. It's a fucking concept. But what does Uncle Jerry do at 12 o'clock at night? Okay, here you go, Allie. I'll fix it. Allie, you can use my battery pack that you already busted one of my jacks off. Well, but I'm a nice guy, so I just go ahead and let the little one use my shit. And then the little one decides, oh, I want to take this to my friend's house. And she's back right now. She sounds like she's fucking out of breath now. She ran all the way home, I guess. She ran all the way back home from over the other side of the street. She decided it was an awesome idea to run down the street. Huh? Kid, you still can't top a car, kid. You're gonna need more speed, kid. I guess we'll just make you a pair of motorized wheels on your feet, you know? Then you can just run away. And hope like hell the batteries don't puke. Imagine that one. A pair of running shoes that you can just step on them really hard and they go. Then you could like put a battery pack in your back pocket, you know, go down the street, this battery pack in your back pocket, like, hey guys, check out my new shoes. Yeah, they're kind of like rollerblades, only they're better, you know, because... Wow, that was a very short laugh. What are you saying? That one wasn't very funny? No. Damn. I guess that wasn't very funny. So, update on my PTSD, whatever the fuck it's called. I haven't had one in a week. Wait a minute. Shut up, Jerry, because you're going to go listen to the Cub game a little bit. And when you do, ta-da! Before people wonder, yes, I love the Tigers, but I love my Cubs more because they're actually winning ball games. Sorry, Ernie, I don't mean to defend you. I mean, I mean offend, really. How do they ever figure out the word offend and defend? Defend is when you need to kill some asshole because they killed one of yours. But offend is when you piss somebody off and then they kill you anyway. Oh yeah, I forgot. You can't talk over the laughter, Jerry. No one can hear it. No, but might I suggest relaxing sleep? If you're having trouble sleeping, go to www.relaxium. Look, I can spell! Isn't that just wonderful? And I just fucked up the machine again. Oh, I fixed it. Anyway, go to www.relaxium. SLEEP, in case you didn't know how to properly spell that. Oh, yeah. And then .com. There you go. It's done, asshole. And, yeah, that's Relaxium Sleep. Trust your night to Relaxium Sleep. And a shot full of whiskey and some weed. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. And hookah and even more shit because... No, really, it really does work. I'm just playing around and coming up. But no, it really, the commercial says it works. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay, this shit ain't going to work for me. So I decide to try it. You know, the old try and buy bullshit? Yeah, I did that. And now I got to buy some again because I'm running low. Oh, the microphone came on. Well, yeah, dumbass, when you push the fucking button like that. And that's what it's for. And never mind, it's just me complaining to myself. Anyway, so I got 9 listeners. So I want to thank all you 9 listeners. Yeah. fuck, man, don't do that no more. Woo, that shit'll take your fucking breath away. Don't double hit on a Breeze vape pen. You will effectively die. I keep pretending like it's my hookah since I don't have it. You know, I used to bitch at my dad because he smoked cigars. Now I see why he did it. Because they're good, man. I mean, they only give you cancer. Wait, hold on. That just wasn't funny. Again, I screwed my whole podcast up on one stupid ass comment. No, don't smoke cigarettes. Don't smoke cigars. Get an e-cigarette instead. Them are better for you, see? Them are better for you. They don't have, what's that called again? Tobacco? Yeah, they don't have that tobacco stuff like my hookah pipe has, which in turn, I smoke anyway. Hey, I bet you didn't know this. You can get what are they called? Weed e-cartridges. Yeah. I don't have one. I promise you, I do not have a weed vape cartridge. I should get some so I can't be so fucking pissed off at myself, though. Here you go, Jerry. Hit the weed cartridge. Don't you know the first two letters in weed is wee? Yeah. It's wiener. I mean, no, I'm not going to talk about my wiener on the podcast. Anyway. That's kind of a boring thing, you know, it's I wasn't talking about that, I was talking about the subject. But we can talk about titties. Everybody always had the question, do blind people care what people look like? No. But you gotta care what they feel like. Oh, wrong button. There I go again. Tapping the tube too many times. Yeah, right. Anyway. No. I mean, you can tell. Hang on a minute. There. You didn't even hear me cough that time. What a wiener. Well, you know, I could have called myself a vagina, but that's a bad idea, too. You know, wieners get more action, if you think. If you think about it, that's a true statement. Well, it is. Yeah, don't have sex, kids. That's a bad idea. Leave that to the professionals like me. I think. Wait. Hang on, I gotta think about it. What's that old saying? Little Jack Horner sitting in the corner. Anyway. Found out today that my battery on my iPhone is only at 78%. And I said, well, I gotta buy a new battery. Not. Because I really don't care. You know, Apple does that shit to you on purpose. They make you buy a battery. Why? Because they make money on the batteries in which they sell. And they make money so they can fuck with the battery throttle. So, if they don't like what you're doing, they just turn it down. You forgot, didn't you, fuckers? I can turn it back up. I have an uncertified lightning cable. And I also have a better battery pack than the battery in these fucking phones. Nope. That didn't work. Oh, yeah. And don't hold in vape smoke because it can kill you. Well, it won't kill you. It'll make you choke to death. Yeah, that's what it'll do. I feel dizzy, weird. No, I don't. I just lie. No, I don't feel dizzy or weird. I just feel weird and dizzy. Wait, I am weird and dizzy. What the hell, man? Hey, why does that keep on happening to me? Hang on. I'm fixing it. Damn, dude, what are you trying to do? Kill your... Well, not gonna comment. Not. Why are we applauding? That just sounds stupid, man. Like... That just sounds like shit. Nah. It happens, I guess. No, the machine's screwing up. Every time I push the button, that happens. But I fixed it! That's because this app was made in America. Right? See, and then I get the recording resume, recording pause. Because I have to turn on voiceover to make sure it doesn't double trigger. You know, that way, you know, I can make sure it's working properly. Hi, I'm Spalky. You want to die? Sure, Spark. I'll die. Give me a hit. Go to fucking hell. Sparky, you shouldn't say that. We're on the podcast. It doesn't matter if we're on the podcast. I have eyes built into my water tank.
Oh, fuck.
Did you hear that? He's got eyes in the water tank. Does this mean his eyeballs float? No, it just means he's a reject. I'm not a reject. I come from Amazon. Yeah. Yeah, you come from Amazon where the fucking bowl I bought is fucking dumb and I have to fix the fucking coil every time. You know, you just came from a rip bullshit. You know, where do you think the stuff comes from? What the fuck are you now, fucking Popeye or something? I'm Sparky the Crazy Pipe. I blow out your fucking lights. Blow this, motherfucker. Wait, never mind. Don't blow up. I need to use you tomorrow. Don't you know? God damn it. If you blow up and I'm sitting in front of you, I'm gonna cry. I don't blow up. I blow out. So what you're saying is... So what you're saying, Sparky, is you don't mind a good blowjob. You're just sick. No. No, I'm not sick yet. I can still breathe. See, I can breathe. What a fucking idiot talking dumb shit. You're a dick, Sparky. Quit throwing. Ah, no, don't throw sparks now. That's a bad idea. You're gonna get your ass killed. Not before you do. Yeah? Actually, you're the one that's gonna get killed because I'm gonna dump your fucking ass off at the Amazon drop thingy and send your ass back. You can't send me back. Why? Because, asshole. Why? Too late. I've already affected you. Fuck. Are you fucking kidding me right now? Did he just say he already affected me? Or what was that supposed to be about? I don't even understand what that means.
As you stick the other pipe... in your fucking mouth. The tobacco has went to your brain.
And you sound like you've got throat cancer.
Just like you have.
Did he just say I'm gonna have to... You have to be kidding, right? Because if he just said that, did you say I'm going to get throat cancer?
Yep.
You're a douche.
Smoke another one, dumbass.
What the hell? Sparky! Why did you eat up all them coals? Now I gotta buy more.
to make you buy more.
To make me buy more. You're a prick.
No, you're the prick.
No. This is my show. Now leave me alone and let me continue.
Fuck all.
You can wait, you don't have an ass, you don't have anything else, and you certainly can't do anything, so sit there and shut the fuck up.
Don't you wish I did?
No. I wish you would have never developed vocal cords.
Why? Because you're getting scared?
No. Because I can't stand you.
Are you really serious?
Holy fuck, now you're starting to sound like Pennywise.
That's because I'm evil.
You are an asshole. Never mind, fuck it. You're annoying.
Do you want me to play the buzzer?
Do you want to fucking get thrown across the room?
I just created something cool.
What?
A buzzer. Didn't you know I have a smoke detector built into me?
Yeah? Didn't you know I don't give a fuck?
You're lying.
And you're a fucking loser.
You wish.
Yeah. Know what I wish? I wish you were a magic lamp. Then I could rub on you and get... Never mind. Fuck that idea.
You want to rub on my coals?
No. I don't even want to touch those motherfuckers. Are you... You light me on fire and I'm gonna kill you.
Try it, bitch.
Wait a fucking minute here. He's insulting me. Can't I get him arrested or something?
I don't have hands.
What?
I don't have hands, asshole.
Yeah, well, I wish you did, because then you could light your own goddamn self and I wouldn't have to.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Nobody wants to light your fucking fire. Shut up.
Jerry. Don't talk to me like that.
Sparky, blow it out your ass.
I don't understand.
What? That you're a dumbass? I know. Hey, Sparky, just think, man. You don't even have to take a piss.
But you do.
No, actually I don't. But you will when I pour this water down your neck, you bastard. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Sparky. Yeah, that was Sparky, ladies and gentlemen. Yep, and he doesn't talk all the time when you watch him.
No, I don't talk all the time, just when you get on my nerves.
What'd you say? I can't even make out nothing. I have the studio monitors cranked up so I don't have to hear you.
Stop smoking that breeze. It's going to give you...
What was that? I think I just choked his ass. Finish your sentence, Sparky.
Never mind. You don't listen to me anyway.
That's because I can't hear you, remember? I gave you a chance to speak. Now you can shut up. Thank you.
Hey, Jerry.
What, Sparky?
You want to hear a dirty joke?
Not really.
Questions, comments.
Hey, email. Don't push them buttons. That's for the fucking thing.
That was the dirty joke.
What, that you were trying to end my fucking program too early?
Yes, you're annoying.
Yeah, and you're fucking annoying when you don't like me either.
Get a better sparker thing.
What?
I said, get a better sparker thing, you know, lighter.
No. I'm afraid I don't know what a lighter is.
It's the thing that looks like a gun.
Oh, you mean that thing I hold over top of your head? Fucking dick. Anyway, continuing on. Hey, Drew. Shut that mic off over there. He's talking too much and he's killing my fucking program. So, in case I don't get the chance to tell you all, happy 4th of July! You know, Independence Day, and America's birthday, and my grandpa's birthday, too.
Hey, Alexa. Are you an asshole?
She doesn't talk to stupid pipes.
Hey. I got an idea.
What? The fuck's your idea now?
Why don't you sing your version of Take Me Out to the Whorehouse?
Because there might be some listening.
You You're calling your students audit your studio bucket. Yeah, bucket.
I thought we shut your mic off, Sparky. Did you not notice? I pushed the little button that says mic
on, motherfucker.
No, off, motherfucker, where you need to be.
You know what's funny?
No. Yeah, wait. On second thought, yes, I do. I think it's funny that somehow you developed a voice.
Do you like it?
No. I wish you would shut the fuck up sometimes. You're scaring my fucking cat, you ass.
Hey, Pearly, come over here and give Sparky a huggy.
She doesn't want to come over and give you anything but a punch to the balls, all right? Look, you made her run back upstairs, you dick.
Nope, you did.
How did I?
Because.
Because how?
Because you're an asshole.
See, folks, see how it goes. See how it goes. This damn pipe thinks I'm an asshole.
No, I don't think. I just know.
How the fuck do you know? You've only known me for 2 years.
Nope. I didn't know you for no 2 years. I only known you for 1. One long, painful one.
Shove it up. Ah, fuck it. You don't have one. Shove it up your purge valve. Hey, who turned my mic off? Wait. This little dick probably did it.
Nope, not me.
Who then?
Pearly.
How the fuck did Pearly get her hand on my machine?
Because.
Because how?
I taught her.
Pretty fucking smart ass cat to know how to trigger something like this.
Yep, that's about the size of it.
What are you now, a cowboy?
If I was, I'd carry a gun.
You would carry a gun? Something's wrong with this fucking picture, and I can't even see it. If you're gonna carry a gun, I want to carry a stick of fucking dynamite.
Bang, bang, motherfucker.
You can't swear. You're a pipe.
You're not supposed to either.
How the fuck do you know this is my show? Man, if looks could kill, he'd be dead right now.
Well, If I could throw better sparks, you'd be dead right now.
Don't worry about it, Dick.
Why not?
Because I said not to. Okay, Sparky, say goodnight to the world because I'm shutting you off.
Okay. Good night, world. I hope you get better in the morning.
It won't. Believe me, it'll still be the same bullshit in the morning.
Oh, you mean like you, a bullshitter?
No, I mean like you, all ashes. There we go. Sparky, ladies and gentlemen, you gotta love Sparky. Yep, that's just Sparky, though. He just comes right out of the blue, that little prick.
Go to sleep, Jerry. Take Relaxium sleep and go to fucking sleep.
Sparky? Sparky, listen to me very closely, Sparky. Fuck you.
Nope. Fuck you, asshole.
All right, folks, this is gonna do it for another edition of the MaterCast. I'm Jerry Mater, he's been Sparky, we've been having fun, and this fucking show was great, isn't it? I think so. So tell all your friends, all your little buddies, tell your, you know, all your friends and things to subscribe to us. We do this show for you, the listeners.
No, try again.
Fuck. Fuck off, Sparky. Go eat some more coal, will you?
Okay, but you're gonna be the one without no coal in the morning.
Yeah, you're getting tired. Shut the fuck up. All right, folks, this is going to do it for me. And happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. And happy birthday to my grandpa George in heaven. And good day to all of you from the MaterCast. By the way, tell all your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies if you like. That the denouement? Blah. What the fuck was that? Try that again. The dynamic duo is at it again, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, our voice announcer, who sounds better than Sparky. Mr. Drew Graham.
Questions, comments, email Jerry Mater right now. Let him know what you want to know or hear or have played. Hell, Jerry won't bite you. Well, unless you piss him off first, anyway. and your request can be answered in another episode of the podcast. The email address for the show is themadercast@icloud.com. Here, let me spell that out for you. themadercast, themadercast@icloud.com. So why not compose a letter or whatever in the hell they call it now? You never know. He may just shout you out on the air if it's good enough. And thank you so much for listening to the MaderCast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your podcast service of choice. That way, you can follow along with the fun and craziness that is none other than the MaderCast. I'm your friendly podcast announcer guy, Drew Graham, speaking for Jam and Jerry Mader. When I say, support our troops, love hard, laugh harder, and live every day like it's your absolute last one here on this crystal ball we call Earth. Good day, everyone.